He's one of only two Adelaide midfielders rated above average. And, of course, he wears the number 26. He's one of my favourites. His name is Richard Douglas, and he joins us now. Dougie, how are you going, mate?
Good, Bex. How are you? You're generous there to me, Bex.
Well, no, I'm just going, that's absolute fact. That's the champion data. They rated all the team's midfielders, and Roy Sloan was rated as elite. You were rated above average, and all the other Adelaide midfielders were average. So, exalted company, you and Rory.
Yeah, that's interesting. I normally cop some flack from people walking down the street saying I'm not getting enough points in their dream team, so I'll take that.
Okay. Your 11th pre-season, how's the first 2 weeks been?
It's been good. Number 12, actually. Vic,
oh, sorry, I've gypped you, have I?
You cut me, sure. That's been good. It's obviously it's a shock to the body, you know. You can train as much as you want on your own and in small groups, so once you come back, the loads certainly go up, and this year's been no different, you know. It's been really good. We've had the demand's gone up on the group, and particularly in our contest stuff, we need to get better at that. And but the group's come back in good shape, so that holds you in good stead.
How do you motivate yourself, Dougie? 195 games, you're up to 29 years of age, had an outstanding career. I'm assuming you want to play for at least another 3 or 4 years, but how does Richard Douglas motivate himself for pre-season number 12?
I guess I enjoy being around the young guys and trying to mentor them and educate them, so that keeps it fresh and exciting. But on top of that, this year I've been trying to, I guess, develop a new string to my bow and try to learn a bit more in the back line. So, you know, potentially might play a bit more across half-back next year. We'll see how that pans out. But, you know, spending a bit more time with pods and our smaller backs is, it's exciting and it's been refreshing for me because it's somewhere, you know, I haven't played a lot in the past.
That'd be nice, just drift around half-back without a player on you. Is that what you're saying to Rory Laird? This is pretty easy.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly right. No, it's somewhere I played a lot in my junior football and under-18s, and, you know, I've seen Michael Dowdy do it really well from going from, you know, midfield to half-back in the latter stage of his career, and as well did, you know, Brent Riley, and I've seen last year Matty Boyd done it. So somewhere I think I can add a bit to the team, and as well allow a few of our young mids to, I guess, take more ownership in our midfield and drive the standards there.
Yeah, I like it, Dougie. When I look at your back line, I think you've got some outstanding defenders back there. Maybe lacking one attacking option. Rory Laird, you mentioned Brody Smith, two absolute stars back there, but could certainly use your services, and Matthew Boyd's done it probably the last 3 or 4 years and extended his career, as has Robert Murphy and some veterans. So we like that. Are there any other players that the Crows are trialling in different positions?
Yeah, I think obviously we've tried to, you know, where the game's going, you want to be able to play a number of positions. So I think, you know, a midfielder will do a lot more training in either the back line or the forward line this year. So, for example, even Tomo spent a bit of time across half-back at training already and Sloane will push forward, and as will the Crouch brothers and these types. So, you know, we looked at the Bulldogs and how they did it last year. They probably had at least 12 blokes that can rotate through their midfield, and that becomes really hard to play against. So that, you know, that's the level that we want to get to, and I guess try and build that depth in our midfield, because we know that can be a real strength.
Is that out of necessity? You know, there used to be unlimited interchanges and you could get your break off the field. Now you keep the speed on the game through the midfield by maybe going forward and having a break in the forward half?
Yeah, it's probably a bit to do with that. I think it's the way the game's certainly going, and you know, we've seen, you know, it's not always your day, so if you can try another role and find a way to have an impact, a positive impact on the team, it's a good thing. So, as well, as it's great to be able to, I guess, add different strings to your bow. So, the Bulldogs have done it well, other teams really do it, and it's something that we really feel that where the game's sort of going, and we want to be at the front of that.
Now, just to make you feel really old, you mentioned you're in your 12th pre-season. We noticed that there was a couple of AFL Academy young fellas invited out to train. One of them was Jackson Edwards, son of Tyson. You played 5 years with Dad. Now you're a chance of maybe one day playing with Jackson.
Yeah, no, it is funny. Time goes quick, as you guys know, with your career. And I remember my first few years when, you know, playing with Tyson, and Jackson and his two other boys would be there after the game, kicking the ball in the rooms, and, you know, they were only about, you know, 5, 6, 7 at that stage, and now he's training with us. It's quite incredible. So it's exciting, and you talked about what keeps you motivated. That's certainly that's something that excites me, and you know, hopefully we can pick him up next year and play with Jackson would be fantastic.
What size is he? Because he looks a lot taller than Dad.
Yeah, he is. He's probably 185, so he's probably a couple of inches taller than Zuma. So, yeah, he just moves really well. You can see he gets the game. He's great on both sides of his body, and it's fantastic for the club to be able to get him down this year and develop him, I guess, and fast-track him for next year.
Without to single out individuals, it's with a lot of interest that Benjamin is at the club. How's he adapting to the training, and have you been impressed by what he's done so far?
Yeah, he's been great. He's not too fond of the running stuff, but once the footy comes out, he thrives and he loves it. He's got fantastic skills, which you'd expect, and just his game sense is fantastic. So, obviously not the tallest young kid, but I'm sure he makes up for it in other areas. You know, once the ball hits the ground, he's electric, and he's just so clean. And as I said, his skills are second to none for a young bloke. So he'll provide a fair bit for us, and hopefully at some stage he'll get his chance.
When do you break up for Christmas, Dougie?
We go through to the 23rd this year, so on the Friday we'll finish up. So we get a full week next week, which will be nice, and break for a couple of weeks and come back on the 9th. So it's nice to... I guess I have a couple of weeks to get back home and freshen up, and you know, once Christmas and the New Year comes around, it's not too far before games start, and it really gets exciting. So, yeah, we'll crack in for another week or so and look forward to a break.
What about Don Pike? He's in his second year this year. Obviously, last year, absolute novice to head coaching. What are some of the differences you've seen with him in his second pre-season?
Yeah, I just think he's probably more comfortable in the role, and you know, he understands the club a lot better now and each individual. So I think we certainly recognise that his demand on the group's gone up, which you'd expect, and you know, which we want, along with you know, him and the leaders. We want to drive the standards of the footy club and try and bridge that gap and I guess take that next step, which we haven't been able to do in the past. So he's really driving that along with the leaders, and I guess he's just, you know, he's been in the system, obviously, years, as you said, and feels more comfortable around the club and the direction he's taking.
Not sure how much interest you take in off-field issues and player welfare and the like and the AFL Players Association, Dougie, but Bix and I have been butting heads. He reckons you're overpaid. He reckons you're greedy, as do 90% of our listeners.
Spot on.
Can you mount a case why the players deserve a pay rise?
I can, yeah. I think... the demand on footballers these days, it's obviously not just physical. We all know how hard we work, but I think off field as well. You know, it's 24/7. You really don't have time to have a career outside of it, and you do put all your eggs in the one basket with your footy, and you take a hammering physically and mentally. So you want to make sure once you get out of the game, at least you're set up financially. So that takes a bit of pressure off. But I think we're, you know, aside from a few issues that you know, footballers have with off-field stuff, I think we're really good role models for the young men and women and also. So, you know, we're certainly, I think, the most elite athletes in Australia, and I think we should get paid to what we feel is, I guess, you know, worthy.
There you go. Look,
I don't disagree with any word that came from your mouth there, Dougie, and what I would, my counter is that I think that the average wage is $300,000. I think is fair and rewards you for that, because at 30 years of age, you've still got arguably 40 or 35 years to go and work and transition into real life. But anyway, that's another discussion you and I might have over a beer over your break. Just a quick one. We've seen a couple of instances, one with Port Adelaide, another one recently with St Kilda, a couple in Fremantle as well. You mentioned you're going to have a couple of weeks off over Christmas, so from the 23rd to the 9th. What do you as a senior player say to some of the younger fellas in the group? Because there's going to be some festive times for those young players. They're going to go away from the footy club, often go back to their mates who mightn't be as conservative as what AFL footballers are. How do you make sure they don't trip up?
Yeah, that's probably the hardest part as a leader, and you know, trying to educate these young guys to make smart decisions when they're away from the footy club, because we're all pretty good, you know, when we're training together and we can keep an eye on each other. But as you said, it is tough. But what we're probably going to do this year is work in small little groups. So we're just getting a group message, and I guess when you do your run, you can send a photo through saying you're done, or just check up on someone to, you know, make sure they're doing their work and not drinking the whole time or partying. So it's a tough one. You need to put a bit of trust in players and that, but ultimately it comes down to their decisions and how professional they want to be and how much they want to make it. So there's only so much you can do, really.
Yeah, Richard, good input there, and I guess you can arm them with all the information, but it is up to them after that. Hey, Dougie, keep going, mate. You've got a week to go before you get through probably about half of your pre-season, your 12th, as you were quite rightly corrected me. We wish you all the best for next year, maybe seeing you coming off the half-back flank.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That'd be nice. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, you
thanks,
too.
Dougie. There
you
go. I like it, Bix.
Richard Douglas. I'll tell you what he has got. He's got some speed and he's got some penetration in his legs.
He's a good ball user.
Well, that's it. And if you did have a couple of knocks on Adelaide's halfback line, you might say that Luke Brown is a little bit conservative with his leg. Daniel Talia.
Cheney.
I think Cheney's okay. Maybe Cole Hardigan is one.
Doesn't get a lot of the footy, though, Cheney, yeah. Does he?
No, but Richard Douglas is he's a good size. He does take the game on a bit. So there you go. It's starting to see a few little things that the Adelaide Football Club might be looking for.
Scott Thompson to halfback as well.
Yeah.
Bit of Sam Mitchell style across halfback.
Bernie Vince.
Yeah,
that
so
type of stuff.
Crows changing it up throughout their preseason, trialling some players in different positions. Richard Douglas being trialled across halfback. He was our guest.